Susanna, don't weep. Please wipe those tears from your cheeks.
This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Look up at the sky, at the clouds through which the sun peeks.
I'm Steve Zwemke. How many musical styles can we fit into one show? You're about to find out when Billy Lurkin hits the stage with a couple of guitars, a banjo, and a harmonica. Lurkin was 3 years old when his family moved from Minnesota to Mitchell, South Dakota. He grew up listening to the Beatles, Bob Dylan, and Kiss, among other artists. Seeing Prince perform Purple Rain during the Grammy Awards triggered his interest in musical performance. You'll hear how Lurkin was influenced by blues greats like Charlie Patton, Robert Johnson, and Buddy Guy when he throws the resonator guitar over his shoulder. After graduating from college, Lurkin headed to Nashville to immerse himself in the country scene. During his time there, he even did some session work for some hip-hop and R&B projects. From Nashville, Lurkin went on a vacation to Scotland. It turned out to be a 2-year vacation. There, he enjoyed listening to some of the top UK bands like The Jam, The Smiths, and The Stone Roses. Lurkin eventually returned to Mitchell, but all of these experiences have helped him to become a very versatile songwriter and musician. He talks about his songwriting process.
My songwriting process varies from song to song. For me, at this point in my life, finishing songs is a lot harder than starting them. I can start 2 or 3 songs in a day and just have ideas out there. Finishing them, adding lyrics is really hard for me because I take lyrics pretty seriously. They're very important. Whereas when I started writing, they weren't that important. It was more about getting a hook and getting music and chord progressions. And then once I discovered Dylan, that really changed everything for me because lyrics were really the vehicle rather than the music so much at that point.
Lurkin also says switching instruments is key to writing songs. He describes what he thinks makes a good song.
I think lyrics are very important. I think people that take time to sit down and write meaningful lyrics, that's what's important to me in a song. Melody is obviously important as well, but people don't seem to write as many memorable melodies as maybe they used to. That's kind of frustrating when you look out on the musical landscape now. There's not as much interesting music stuff going on. A lot of it is pretty derivative, and not to say I'm not necessarily, but I do put a conscious effort into trying to make melody and lyrics the focal point of my songs.
Billy Lurkin was recorded May 4th, 2014 at SDPB's Martin Bush Television Studio. Here's Billy Lurkin on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Thank you.
This life is not what he'd envisioned. Growing up with affluence all around, bad luck and unfortunate decisions, hopes once high as kites tumbling to the ground. Wandering through life with no real purpose leaves a man right empty to his soul. That time clock makes you feel so worthless, and all those thoughts, they tend to take their toll. Thank you. days turn into months all left behind. Dog-eared years like pages from a book. The hair turns gray, the lines are more defined. Time, it never gives you a second look. It's a Monday through Friday sort of dying. It's a Monday through Friday sort of dying. It's a Monday through Friday sort of dying. Give yourself for just a bit of pay. It's a Monday through Friday sort of dying. Completely unfulfilled in every way. This life is not what he'd envisioned. A catching, fetching sight at only 17. She was the kind they anticipated reading about in those important magazines. Though the pressure was not spoken of, it seeped beneath her skin. It built a fortress round her, and no one was let in. The eyes of every colleague, the eyes of current loves, the eyes of forgotten family, the eyes of God above, all watched with increased reproach as she failed more every day. And when she failed the commonality, the eyes all turned away. A glaring, daring sight at only 22. He was the kind they ask about for years, eagerly awaiting what he'll do. Though the pressure is not spoken of, it's obviously there. Enough of it abounds him, he's simply forced to care. The eyes of former colleagues, the eyes of former loves, the eyes of distant family, the eyes of God above, will watch with increased reproach as he fails more every day. And when he's as common as they are, those eyes all will all turn away. A burned sight just past 35. One with great potential that's no longer alive. Though the pressure was never spoken of, it made for misspent youth. Comparison to failure, that's the cold, cruel, common truth. No more eyes of colleagues, no more of former loves, no more eyes of family or belief in God above. No watching with reproach, that was a distant day. Now content in commonality, after those eyes all turned away.
Thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you. This is one I wrote when I lived down in Nashville, Tennessee. I lived down there for about 10 years. It's called Susanna. Susanna, don't weep, please wipe those tears from your cheeks. Look up at the sky, at the clouds through which the sun peaks. Add up the tomorrows until all the sorrows are gone. Then watch them diminish while you and I finish singing a sweet country song. Susanna, please sleep, 'cause the night is so lonesome and blue. None of those shadows on the walls are gonna comfort you. Your eyes are so tired, I've always admired your strength. But when your heart shatters, nothing else matters. For me, you go to any lengths. Susanna, think of the heavens which brought you to me. Never before had I believed in the word destiny. Now I can face it and warmly embrace as divine. And every day's end I fall all over again. I'm so lucky because you are mine. Susanna, I love you, and there is no way we can lose. Anyone else would have run if they had stood in your shoes. You could never tire me, in fact, you inspire me to no end. And I will be standing at the end of the landing on the day I can hold you again. Yes, I will be standing at the end of the landing on the day I can hold you again. Thank you. This next one's one I called, I wrote, I'm sorry, 2 years ago, called I Don't Love You Anymore. I'd ever be okay though. What do I know? They told me that time does heal. Soon all those feelings would disappear. I don't like to be told how to feel. That's just my deal. So what will I do? If you come knock, 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 knocking on my door, I can't look you in the eyes and say that I don't love you anymore. Broken promises, they litter my love's landscape. I can only hope they'll cloud my view. No reason, even treason or worse fate could make me hate. So what will I do if you come knock, 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 knocking at my door? I can't look you in the eyes and say that I don't love you anymore. The golden rays shine through my window. A whole year has passed without you. I didn't think I'd ever be okay though. What do I know? So what will I do if you come knock, 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 knocking on my door? I will look you in the eyes and say that I don't love you anymore. Thank you. Sit up to fall as a fool, but that don't count anymore. Been a pawn for a villain's crew, thrown to the wolves and kicked by the mule. Now I've locked it all behind the door. Catch me in a moment now. Doesn't matter when or how. You'll see I didn't throw it all down. No use in carrying it all. Catch me in a moment now. I cursed the ring and then I bought the bride. Just another customer left feeling satisfied. There really are no guarantees. So the past rode alongside us somehow, keeping pace. She jumped back in the middle of that race and floated off with the breeze. Catch me in a moment now. Doesn't matter when or how. You'll see I didn't throw it all down. No use in carrying it all around. Catch me in a moment now. There ain't no use in, there ain't no use in, there ain't no use in carrying it all around. There ain't no use in, there ain't no use in, there ain't no use in carrying it all around. Touch, wouldn't listen to anybody much, cause I was tired of being spent. Words were echoes through my head. The less I listened, the more and more they said, till I made sense of what it all meant. Catch me in a moment now. Doesn't matter when or how. You'll see I didn't throw it all down. No use in carrying it all. There ain't no use in, there ain't no use in, there ain't no use in carrying it all. all around. There ain't no use in, there ain't no use in, there ain't no use in carrying all around. Catch me in a moment now. Catch me in a moment now. Catch me in a moment now.
Thank you.
This next song is one of the first songs I ever wrote when I moved down to Nashville. And it's based on a true story of an event that happened at a VFW in Minnesota. The dress she's wearing is so unflattering that my drunken thoughts have begun scattering. They smolder with the ashes of another half-smoked cigarette. I hope I've not seen the best of this night yet. The words she's mumbling are so nonsensical that she cannot call it reprehensible. If while she's stumbling to the restroom, I should disappear, I'll wander to the corner, hoping she won't find me here. The bride and groom, they look so unhappy. Their faces pleading, please don't trap me. With a wicked grin, I clearly show them no remorse. I'm not an end to their sorrows, nor am I a source. Yet here I sit, just a warm beer to comfort me. Pans of a quiet exit forming quickly. A sudden soothing hello from an old friend turns me on and on and on. She smiles as a breeze lightly sways her dress of red chiffon. And the pale imprint of an absent wedding band glows intently on a hand that's otherwise well tanned. I think I'll stay for this wedding party as I planned.
Billy Lurkin on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She digs coffee from McDonald's, cigarettes from Camel, tennis shoes and blue jeans that go well with her flannel. She likes staying out till sunrise, sleeping until sunset, embraces every morning, hasn't missed but one yet. She is simply sweetly scented, like flowers from the garden. Her politeness nearly faulty, always begging you for pardon. She's shy beyond belief, rarely laughs out loud. If you make a smile appear, you can't help but feel proud. Tammy, Tammy, why don't you call anymore? Tammy, Tammy, I thought I had you for sure. I've tried to know you the best that I can, but you really don't want anyone to understand. She is beauty's definition and full of streetwise smarts, but underneath it all, she's the queen of broken hearts. Many tried to own her, some even succeeded. They know she'll let you in if you make her feel needed. Tammy, Tammy, why don't you call anymore? Tammy, Tammy, I thought I had you for sure. I've tried to know you the best that I can, but you really don't want anyone to understand. Maybe I should just walk away. I should just give in. But leaving her all alone like that would feel like such a sin. If there was a way to forget about her, I surely would have subscribed. I guess there's just no way to break this. She's already been imbibed. Tammy, Tammy, why don't you call anymore? Tammy, Tammy, I thought I had you for sure. I've tried to know you the best that I can, but you really don't want anyone to understand. Tammy, Tammy, why don't you call anymore? I thought I had you for sure.
Thank you.
I'll put on my metal fingers for this one. Thank you. It's one I wrote last summer called Idle Time is the Devil Time. Time has been creeping into my songs a lot lately for some reason. wasting time, lack of time, that kind of thing. This one's called Ain't Going Down Slow. Looked up to find 10 years behind. Made up my mind, I ain't going down slow. 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 Time's a gentle bend till you tick it off. You can't make amends once it's done lost. I ain't going down slow. I ain't going down slow. I ain't going down slow. I ain't going down no. Thank you. She called to ask if I was over the break. I told her, move me like an earthquake. She asked if I cried. I told her I tried, but there ain't nobody worth my tears. She wouldn't let up, so the conversation dragged. She tortured and tormented me, said my love had lagged. She said that inside, everything had died, but there ain't nobody worth my tears. Streets with a swagger, arm in arm with her, my head held high. Then I got caught when she held the dagger, but I could never let the world see me cry. She asked if I was lonesome, I answered, I guess. Thought about the question and told her yes. The time's mine to bide, and so is my pride. And there ain't nobody worth my tears. She said it was nice talking, it was time for her to go now. She knew that I was hurting, it's a shame I couldn't show how. But I'll take it in stride and remain dignified. Cause there ain't nobody worth my, no there ain't nobody worth my, no there ain't nobody worth my tears. Thank you. This next song was written in a parking garage in Nashville. I used to work a couple full-time jobs. And I lived on the outskirts of town, so it was just easy for me to stay in town. So I would go hang out in parking garages or parks or wherever and just sit and observe and write. And this is one of those songs that came out of one of those days where I was sitting waiting to go to my other job. It's called Home. Wendy and Joe got married over across the Georgia line. In the stairwell of a courthouse under a help wanted sign. And now everywhere you go, the streets are a-buzzing. It'll last a month, swore Joe's second cousin. Wendy jokes about our honeymoon in Rome. Then says, baby, let's go home. Mary's in the kitchen cooking breakfast for her king. It's much too hard to concentrate with the marriage and everything. She wants answers but don't know where to search. So she blames the schools and she blames the church. She even blames Ann Sexton's poems. But she doesn't blame her home. King is in the shower, steam rising to the roof. He plays the blame on Lucy, but he hasn't got the proof. Watches the water run down the drain and wonders how his life got to be so plain. Been picked apart by a fine-tooth comb. He's got a house, but he ain't got a home. Lucy's on the back porch, smoking a cigarette. The phone's been ringing for hours, but she hasn't heard it yet. Watches the wind blow the grass blades through her Audrey Hepburn shades. She's altogether stone, and she's feeling right at home. King takes a bite of scrambled eggs and throws away the beans. Tells Mary he's gonna wash his car before he heads to New Orleans. As the dirt runs off his old green Cadillac, he thinks about leaving and never coming back. Buys a 50-cent cloth and polishes off the chrome. Jumps in the car and speeds away from home. Wendy pushes the buttons again each time with greater despair. Nobody is picking up the phone, but she knows somebody's there. While Joe's at work, she hangs the clothes on the line. It's plain to see they're doing just fine. Just a couple miles outside Pipestone, that's where they're settling down at home. Mary's in the kitchen doing those dishes in the dark. It's been just over a year now since they found King in the park. She realizes there's no one left to blame. She feels so foolish and she feels ashamed for never feeling comfortable in the throne of the happy housewife content to be at home. Wendy and Joe are in the park playing fetch with their dog. I'm standing over near the stream, bouncing on a log. It's so easy to wish for what others have got when you take a look at yourself and don't see a lot. I bet they don't fight even when they're alone. I think to myself as I'm going home. I bet they don't fight even when they're alone. I think to myself as I'm going home. Thank you.
It's No Cover, No Minimum Radio on SDPB with Billy Lurkin.
This is another one of those songs that came out of one of those parking ramp days. It's probably the most personal song I've ever written. It's called Dylan When He's Down. I've seen few situations in which any hope could be found, and I've seen few imaginations that were worth carrying around. Witness no demonstrations made me shoulder any blame, but I've watched lofty expectations grounded by familiar similar shames. And with all these visions passed before my eyes, I can say without any compromise, I've never heard a sadder sound. Grew up in the northern country, grasshoppers in the fields was every young boy's sight. Grew up again down south, rather bluntly, which I think the first time around I didn't get it right. Everywhere I go they seem to haunt me, these dreamers and schemers who time has lost. They know just where to go to confront me, no matter how unreasonable the cost. And with all the stories that each one can tell, I never do believe them all that well. But nothing can make me come around like Dylan when he's down. I can't say there's very much out there that I truly don't resent. I acknowledge it all as such, with what it's come to represent. So much unworthy of even a thought, or any trace of effort being spent. Over and over it's sold and it's bought, till only a few remain unbent. And through all the times I envision no resolve, when everything seems ready to dissolve, nothing can make me come around like Dylan when he's down.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is another one I wrote back. When I got back to South Dakota from overseas. It's called "Only You Can Let Your Heart Break."
Well, I was hoping I'd see you tonight. Yeah, I was hoping you'd come around. But these days, in the simplest of hopes, I can't seem to get off the ground. I try to smile through the lonesome times, but it's something just can't fit. So I keep telling myself, only you can let your heart break. As the evening hours slip past the sky turns to nighttime blue, I try to turn my thoughts away from the thought of you. I hop in the car and go for a drive out across the starkest lake. I keep hearing those words she said, only you can let your heart break. I know I shouldn't fall until the same spell's over and over and over and over again. But I just can't stop what you started. I guess this is what becomes of the broken hearted. Come early morning, I'll drift away into a golden dream. Right there my spirit shall live. My lost faith will be redeemed. Then I'll wake up to this glorious mess it took me oh so long to make. Maybe I'll never ever learn. Only you can let your heart break. Only you can let your heart breathe.
Thank you. Just got a couple more for you tonight. Thanks again for coming out here, and thanks again to South Dakota Public Broadcasting, No Cover, No Minimum, for having me out here. This is a song, I didn't do much co-writing when I was in Nashville, but this is one I did write with a fellow that I was in a band with named Charlie Degenhart. It's called Wake Sleepin'. Still no hint of any mythic morning. The dangers in growing too used to the night and the funeral quiet. The dawn, she would come and then go before you would even know. These are no days for the dreamer. The words of a stranger rang true to the boy. There's no time or choice, just hop this boxcar and ride. Take it to the end of the line. Must have been awake, sleeping again, waiting for my real life to begin. Do you think that we could get any higher? Just flick a switch, did the lights go on? And check any clock face that you might find. Can you read the time or not? Can you keep up with the thoughts? I must have been awake, sleeping again, waiting for my real life to begin. Do you think that we could get any higher? Electricity of a final moment. We are a memory after all. Like those leaves that fall. Kiss me, love, and you'll see as real as you want me to be. Must have been awake, sleeping again, waiting for my real life to begin. Do you think that we could get in it? Must have been awake, sleeping again, waiting for my real life to begin. Do you think that we could get in it? Thank you. That was called Wake Sleep. And again, thank you all for being here tonight. Really appreciate it. Thanks to SDPB for having me. And this last one's one of the first songs I wrote. It's called Tumbleweed. Thanks again. As the bright sky turns to black, I watch you walk away. Your hair's blown in the western wind, and then you fade to gray. Whisper your question, don't stop to suggest. No, don't look back. Everyone needs peace of mind. You used to go crazy when couldn't find a place to hide. Looking for that place again. Know where you've been, don't stop to suggest. No, don't look back. Walk away to the stars, don't turn face to them. You'll find out who you are, don't look back again. Just a tone we blowing round, nowhere to stop and live you maybe out. Two way down, you're giving all you can give. Youth it plays those stumble days. No, don't look back. As the bright sky turns to black, I watch you walk away. Hair's blown in the western wind and then you fade to gray. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here. Y'all have a great rest of the night. Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
Billy Lurkin on No Cover, No Minimum Radio. Billy Lurkin was recorded May 4th, 2014 at SDPB's Martin Bush Studio in Vermilion. Lurkin performed on acoustic and resonator guitars, banjo, harmonica, and vocals. For more information, see Billy Lurkin's Facebook page. This concert was recorded by SDPB-TV. Thanks to Kevin Patton for production assistance. Hear this concert again and see SDPB's televised version of Billy Lurkin's performance by going to sdpb.org. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from South Dakota Public Broadcasting.